Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We do have the Kevin Stefanski show coming up. Just a little spoiler. They have to coach better. They have to play better. We own that. But they do have Harold Fannin Jr. That's going to be a good interview. I like Harold.
They'll be like, so what happened on the direct snap to Harold Fannin there on the fourth and one on the 30-yard line? Well, in Andrew Berry's eyes, we executed.
Yeah.
Listen, we got that done. I got a big high five from Andrew Berry after the game.
Too close
of a game. We pulled that one off.
I got a $10,000 bonus for making sure.
Oh, we call that the Hugh Jackson.
The Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, that's the Hugh Jackson. Legitimately got bonuses for losing games over those two
seasons.
Well,
then telling everyone he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, if we find out after the fact Stefanski is getting a kickback and all this for losses, it's going to make your Wyatt Teller take look like child's play, okay?
Now, this being said, we've obviously had some conversations about Dane Brugler's mock draft. He had the Browns trading up to take Fernando Mendoza at one. Well, Dane joined Anthony Whitlock and Ken Carmen today and broke down Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore.
No question about that. I mean, and then nothing against those players. Those players have ceilings with what they are going to be at the NFL level. When we're seeing that play out on Sundays. They're good quarterbacks in terms of being able to operate an offense and go out there and, you know, at least try to put the team in position to compete. But they have ceilings of what they're going to be at the NFL level. And so nobody knows that more than the Browns. And that's why in this scenario, in this mock, I had them trading up to get a quarterback with a higher ceiling, and it's going to help them compete.
All right. Two things. It sounds pretty logical to me that two guys thought to be top three picks this year would have higher ceilings than guys that were third and fifth round picks.
Yeah. That's fair. I left feeling pretty high about this whole ordeal. And it's not that I like Dante Moore early returns. Talk to me, I guess, after the Buckeyes game on Saturday. Early returns, I like Dante more than I like Fernando Mendoza. But I found it interesting. Then we talked to Joshua Perry, and he basically, I mean, his interpretation of Fernando Mendoza was just night and day different than Dane Brugler's.
Yeah. I mean, it basically was he's not the star of Indiana's offense, and
the running backs are, in his opinion.
And if you pressure Fernando Mendoza, he wilts.
And he basically said, what happens when he doesn't have a running game? And you'll find out, you'll see. And this wasn't, I don't think he was just being an Ohio State honk there. I think he genuinely does believe Fernando Mendoza just isn't it when it comes to quarterbacks.
And I think that's the struggle. So this is, you know, we've talked about the ceiling versus floor of this. Of if you're going for Mendoza, you're going for a guy who might be step in as a good starting quarterback, but he might never be more than that. Jared Goff, Matt Ryan, like these are the kind of quarterbacks that he's been compared to. Whereas with Dante Moore, you could have a Joey Harrington situation. You could have a, oh my God, this guy's top five quarterback. What I think is interesting is
Justin Herbert.
If you err on the side of we got to be safe and cautious, we got to take the more NFL ready guy, right? And he busts. Ooh, that's just a tough one. That's really just tough to come back from if you, like, because again, it really comes back to the idea of I don't think you should play it safe in this scenario because, quite frankly, every quarterback can bust.
I don't. If it's still this regime, by the way, I don't know that Dante Moore can't be the selection if it's this regime because I don't think they can develop quarterbacks.
Well, no. They can as long as they fit into Kevin Stefanski's system. Hypothetically.
I mean, like Dante Moore is going to need some cooking, but yeah. he's going to need a lot of actual work to be done. Not just the problem I have with Stefanski so often, this is why we have no one ever developed on the offensive side of the ball, is that I genuinely do think he just treats these players, all right, show up and what you are is what I'm going to get out of you. Okay, look at the defensive side of the ball. Jim Schwartz is developing everyone, and you're getting all sorts of returns on the defensive side of the ball because he's in there actually teaching these guys. And Myles Garrett, by the way, deserves a lot of credit too on the defensive line. He's constantly teaching these guys. He's basically a pseudo coach. Okay, we don't talk about that enough, but it's true. Meanwhile, on the offensive side of the ball, they don't ever develop under Stefanski. No. He just kind of rolls out the ball and says, okay, you are what you are, and then let's play with it. There's no actual coaching that happens. And if you take Dante Moore, the man can't even legally drink by the time the draft is around. He'd only played in 20 career games. Like, that's a raw quarterback. That's somebody you need to actually teach.
So I agree with you that Kevin Stefanski hasn't developed anybody on the offensive side of the ball. The only devil's advocate I would throw out is, it's really impossible to develop offensive talent when you've not had a consistent starting quarterback for 4 years. And specifically, like, even when you had a consistent starting quarterback, he was never there, or he was there for less than half of every season that he's been here. That's really, really hard. I'm not trying to give him the Peterlin pass. It's not what I'm trying to say.
It kind of sounds like
it. But I think it is.
The Peterlin pass.
But I think it might be one thing you have to think about is how much of this is just, we've had three or four quarterbacks every year for the last 4 years. Now, granted, we've had guys in previous situations. We've had Josh Gordon.
Well, I mean, we took
with three different quarterbacks in the same season have 1,500 yards.
You took three straight third-round wide receivers and watched each one of them just kind of come and go.
They could also just.
I mean, maybe they do stink.
Bad picks.
But, yeah, I know, but it's like so every bad pick we've had on the offensive side of the ball is just bad picks.
Oh,
like,
no, the law of averages on this says that some of those have to be on Stefanski.
Some of them have to be, and so that's the problem though I have in this discussion is that like even when it comes to quarterbacks, like I'm supposed to trust that he'll get Dante Moore where he needs to be. Like the enticing part of Mendoza for fans out there is that Mendoza, he's going to come as cooked and ready to go as you could want. You know, this is putting the bag in the microwave and just pressing 4 minutes and watching it heat up. This isn't actual cooking. This is as easy as it gets. And so I don't know. I'd look at Mendoza and say for Stefanski, that might be the only one of the two you could even trust.
And kind of to what
I don't like him more than Moore. I don't.
And kind of to what you're saying, the whole idea of if you just plugged it's kind of like the special teams conversation where like, man, if you just had average special teams, you'd have at least one more win, if not two more wins right now. If they had at least average quarterback play, they'd be a top four seed in the NFL right now. And not just because you'd be in the AFC North and that would.
And that's a very easy division right now.
But yeah. the 12th best quarterback in the NFL right now with this defense, you're a legit Super Bowl contender.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you plug Fernando Mendoza in. Day one, he goes in and he's just that guy. as soon as next year.
Right. And that's a great point by you.
But the problem is, if you take Dante Moore, it might take 3 years to get where you need him to go. By that point, is this defense still going to be that defense?
Right, it's a great point. Like, you have to take advantage of what this Super Bowl caliber defense currently offers up. And so, yeah, to me, it seems pretty clear, even though, I really think Dante Moore has got such a high ceiling, and I think he's going to be the better quarterback. But the position they're in right now and everything that Mendoza offers up would signal Mendoza.
216-474-0092. Did Dane Brugler fire you up?
But do you even trust them to go ahead and make a trade up to do this? Like, not even trust them. That's the wrong way to put this. Do you believe that they'll have the stones to actually make the trade up to select the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't ever doubt the stones of this organization. I doubt the smarts. And by the way, that maybe didn't come out right because they're Ivy Leaguers. But there's worldly knowledge. There's book knowledge. And then there's knowing how to build a winning team and picking the right guy.
Right, two different things.
If we said you needed a elite edge rusher or an elite cornerback and there were three guys to choose from, you got Jim Schwartzer, you just go over and say, Jim, who do you want to take? That's different. But because it's on the offensive side of the ball and it's either Kevin Stefanski or some dude I don't know yet, man, it's hard. And yet at the same point, I have had a few people just be like, I'll just wait for 2027. It's like, I don't know you can. You know what I mean?
No, this regime can't wait that long. Well, I mean, consistently even, waiting. Jeez.
Even the next one. Like, if you don't draft a quarterback in the first round this next April, you damn sure better be – at this point today, you damn sure better have a good veteran in that
room. They played fast and loose with their picks. They were almost – they were basically F those picks, Les Snead style, when it came to Deshaun Watson. But the past couple of years beyond that, it's not like we've seen them make massive trades up. And last year, they were very gun-shy when it came to trying to pull the trigger to get that quarterback. Because you can tell me they didn't like him. Okay, fine. I wonder how much of a slam dunk it would have to be. We talked about them course-correcting often. I wonder if the damages of the Deshaun Watson trade and the fallout and what happened when they didn't land the quarterback, if that would almost limit them from making the move again.
I don't think it will. And again, it depends on, is Andrew Berry here? Is Kevin Stefanski here? But I think this organization, and listen, if there's one spot that you should be aggressive on, it should be the quarterback spot. It should be. That should be the thing you're willing to risk. It's just, how can anyone have any confidence like that? And this is where Andrew Berry keeping his job is such a kick in the pants for Browns fans, because effectively, if you go into this and you're the sixth pick and you got to move up to one, you're trusting the guy that moved on from Baker Mayfield to take Deshaun Watson. You're trusting that guy to make the pick.
Right. And that's a hard ask for a lot of fans. And I get that. I mean, it's a hard ask.
So it's even tough to be excited about the thing that we should be excited. Usually you trade up to one to get the quarterback. Fan base
is dancing in the street,
and you're buying season tickets.
You're loving
finally,
it.
Right?
Yeah. But the reaction wouldn't be that here.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be. And by the way, you can be excited about whoever they draft, but there's always going to be, until they get it right, or until they get a different regime, there's just always going to be a pit there's always going to be a feeling in the pit of your stomach of, I like that quarterback. Man, are they going to screw it up, though?
Yeah, that's how I feel about every quarterback that ever comes in at this point with them. It's part of the reason why I understand Shador fans' frustration at many point about him landing here, because it's not a great setup in a lot of ways.
So with all that, we had Dane Brugler on the station earlier today with Lima and Carmen, and he had said Mendoza and Moore grayed out higher than Sanders and Gabriel. The only thing he said that I don't like is he talked about, Sanders and Gabriel have ceilings, Mendoza and Moore. I know what he was really trying to say is they have different ceilings. I just, when we start getting to the ceiling talk, ceiling and floor matter. They really do. I'm not here to tell you they don't. But man, we act as if that there's some mythical quarterback that has no ceiling. Pat Mahomes is supposed to have a ceiling. Joe Burrow was thought to have a ceiling. We didn't know he was going to be one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, even if we thought he was going to be a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The ceiling thing is a little overstated in some of these conversations.
Well, yeah, I guess you just never know, right? And that's part of the fun of it. That's part of the fun of projecting too, is trying to figure out which quarterback will, when they get to the NFL, continue to work the way they did in college and be able to get better and better. The projecting side of the draft is always intriguing to me.
So The quarterback Deadpool in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.